The NFL lost one of its true visionaries on Tuesday as the legendary Steve Sable passed away at the age of 69 after losing his battle with brain cancer. The son of NFL Films founder Ed Sable, Steve took over as NFL Films president in 1985. He won over 40 Emmy Awards and played a tremendous role in making the NFL the must-see TV event that it is today. We look back at the life of Steve Sable.
NFL Films is more than a production company. It's an institution. The life's work of Steve Sable, a football player turned artist who transformed American television for half a century.
If someone were to ask me, how would I define our job at NFL Films, I'd say it is to bring a new understanding to something that's already been seen, to give a creative treatment to reality.
In 1962, Ed Sable won the rights to film the league's championship game, and NFL Films was born. In a sense, so was Steve, who was there that freezing day at Yankee Stadium working as a cameraman. For the next 50 years, he never stopped working for the NFL. Few men in the league have ever had a longer run. None has ever had a better one. He was the game's first quintuple threat, an Emmy-winning auteur who won statuettes for cinematography, editing, writing, directing, and producing. The only man ever to be so honored. But it wasn't hardware that Steve loved. It was the game, and he saw it as no one ever had. Through the eyes of an artist, with an unerring eye for detail and a pitch-perfect ear, Steve quickly transformed NFL Films from simple chroniclers of the game to epic myth-makers, and he did it, as all great artists do, by taking chances. Super slow motion. Wireless mics on players.
Blue 58, 36.
Reverse angle replays. Follies films and custom composed musical scores. All that standard stuff today. But before NFL Films, it was unheard of. But then, Steve never thought like a sports filmmaker. He thought like a Hollywood storyteller. Big, bold, honest, and funny. Those were the hallmarks of Steve's work, and Steve himself.
I got a call from my father, and I always remember this phone call. He said, you know, I can see by your grades that all you've been doing out there is playing football and going to the movies. But that makes you uniquely qualified for this profession.
Not only was Steve a football player, as an all-Rocky Mountain Conference running back at Colorado College, he played against the likes of Bill Parcells. But he was also an artist in the more traditional sense. He majored in art history, and his creativity lives on in the halls and walls of NFL Films, which are adorned with collage art personally crafted by Steve himself. Across 50 years and tens of thousands of programs, there was one constant at NFL Films, Steve Sable. He was one of that now rare breed of executive who not only had done every job in the company at one time or another, but could still do any of them better than most.
And then there's one or two times where I want to have the music just drown him out completely.
More than the company's head, he was its heartbeat. Last summer, Steve presented his father for induction into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. Big Ed reminded the crowd that his motto was, "Tell me a story, and it'll live forever." Like any good son, Steve always listened to his father, then worked until he became the greatest storyteller the NFL has ever known.
Perhaps the biggest influence in sports filmmaking is right here, television.
But he also listened to his heart. And by turning to the game he loved, he also embraced a piece of wisdom he learned while studying art at college. Art is love's accomplice. Take love away, and there is no art. Steve Sable knew that better than anyone.
Eagles chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie offered this statement regarding the passing of Steve Sable. Steve Sable was one of the most influential and innovative people in the NFL community. Football benefited so much from his unique vision and incredible ability to bring fans closer to the action. He was also a joy to be around, an endless source of energy and ideas. All of us at the Eagles will miss him, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends.